the end of the first set, did you have any sense that he was struggling?
No, not at all. He was hitting the ball big and moving well. Didn't really see anything. I was playing great. I was in the zone, serving really well. Didn't look like anything was bothering him too much. But I think start of the second set on his serve and then a little bit in his movement, I wrong-footed him a couple times. But, yeah, I think it was something to do with his hip or ab. I couldn't really tell.
How did you find the playing surface here? And did you have much chance to practice before?
I mean, yeah, it was the same as I was in Leon last week, same kind of clay. Practiced once on the main site on a couple of days ago and then off-site yesterday, but no, yeah, it was pretty similar to Leon, so I was happy.
Taking the retirement aside, how pleased are you with the way you play? Because you talked about being full of confidence and ready for it, and it seemed you looked like you had a lot of confidence in the way you were hitting about 14 winners first set. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I think that was the best tennis I've played in my life. I think I was in the zone and not making any unforced errors, being the one dictating play. He's obviously made a final last week, so I played very, very high level throughout the match and was able to stay concentrated and focused, and I think If he's winning that match, there's no chance he's retiring. So I think I outplayed him throughout, and it's just I was unfortunate for him to pick up an injury throughout the match. So,
hey Cameron, saying that, would you like to have kept going and played the three sets, or are you quite happy to keep some in the locker for the next round?
No, I would love to keep playing. Actually, I was feeling really good out there, confident. Actually, at US Open, I got my first win with a retirement as well, so I actually want to be nice to actually win a match, but I'll take it. Yeah, I'll be feeling fresh and ready for Puy on Wednesday.
What was your kind of mindset and your plan going into the game today?
Basically, just to be the one dictating play. He's top of the level, top of the game when he's the one dictating, hits the ball real flat, and when I'm the one dictating, I think he was struggling a little bit. And, yeah, that was basically just to be the aggressor today.
You seem very much at home in this environment, Cam. It all comes easily to you so far. Are you expecting maybe a few more nerves in the next round?
I was actually really nervous today. Managed it well. And I think in these five-set matches, I just wanted to try and manage my energy as best as I can, and it's nice to kind of have a little bit shorter match today, and I know it's going to be tough against Paul, and it's going to be real physical, so nice to save that energy for that, and I'm sure I'll be a little bit nervous. I'll be on a big court, but I'm really looking forward to it, and it's just another great experience.
Kyle beat him quite handily in Rome. Did you see any of that match, or might you have a word with Kyle or his people to sort of try and pick up a few things?
Yeah, I didn't see any of it, but yeah, for sure I'll ask Kyle to see what he thinks. I remember watching Kyle in Davis Cup against him. It was a good match as well, so Kyle's played him a couple of times, so for sure he'll be a good person to ask.
A lot of your success sort of on the Challenger circuit last year was on hard courts, North America. How are you finding the transition now on clay? You seem to have adapted really well and are very comfortable on it.
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I'm really not really sure how I'm playing too well on the clay. Happy with the other way I've transitioned and done quite a lot of footwork stuff to start off with, and just getting used to on the surface, sliding into the ball and staying physical. And I think I just want to try to be the one dictating play and, yeah.
What's been the key to success for you since the Davis Cup win? You've had a steep upward trajectory. What do you think the key to that success is?
I haven't really changed anything since then. I think kind of just taking everything one step at a time and not trying to get too far ahead and not worrying about rankings and results and all that, and just keep improving and enjoying the game and just learning from every experience, because I'm still pretty inexperienced compared to a lot of these guys out here. Mainly just enjoying it and just loving the battle and competition.
Speaking of battle and competition, it's going to be a little bit like Davis Cup, I guess, against Puy in Paris. And I think maybe Davis Cup, you mentioned that college tennis can get quite intense fan-wise. Do you quite like being the guy who's trying to sort of disappoint the crowd in those situations?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I love being the underdog and all the pressure's on him. So it's going to be a battle and hopefully, come out on top, but it's going to be a good challenge for me.
This time last year, I think you were about to start as a full-time pro in Surbiton. Did you watch the French at this point last year? Where were you? And did you really think that in a year's time I can be there?
This time last year I was a couple out of French. I had to decide if I was going to come play the French Open or not, but I just missed out anyway, and I didn't even come here because I didn't want to start my career on a loss on clay because I'd never played. But didn't really follow the French at all. I headed over straight to London and just got ready for the grass. But yeah, I wasn't really thinking too much ahead of how I was going to do. I was kind of just, as I said before, taking it one step at a time. But I think this time last year I was signed to be ranked 85 in the world in second round of the French Open, that's for sure.
I imagine you were focusing on the match, but I wonder if you had 30 seconds this morning to take a check of the world rankings.
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Inside the top 100, two digits, happy. Still, but the thing about tennis, you always want more. You get to 85 and you want to be top 50. So,